Oh, man, it's been a while. How you been, dude?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Sappening Podcast.
Sappening!
Sappening!
You're listening to episode 76 of Sappening Podcast with Sean Smith and my good friend Morgan Richards, who is sometimes known as Mo Dick to just me.
Yes, it is me, Morgan Richards, and in this episode, we're going to be taking it higher and higher.
Yeah, so anyway, this week's guest is a friend of mine, and I'm super lucky and fortunate and grateful that I get to say that, because not only is he a friend of mine, he's a fantastic human being, he's a fantastic rapper. He sings raps. He's unbelievable. This week's guest is Hyro the Hero.
Yes, metal and hip-hop influence mastermind, Hyro the Hero.
Yes, it was super, super lovely to catch up with him. I haven't seen him for years and years and years, I guess. I probably haven't seen him in the flesh since 2013, maybe.
Wow, that's a very long time.
Maybe, yeah, 2013, 2014. I was super, super, super excited to see him and to have him on the podcast as a guest.
Yeah, literally, because I could actually see you in this, you were beaming from ear to ear throughout. But in case anyone doesn't know, Hyro the Hero, of course, featured on the Blackout single Higher and Higher that was on the album Hope. And that actually celebrates a 9-year anniversary of that record just recently as well, Sean.
Yeah, is it? What?
Yeah.
How long? 9 years.
9 years.
Jesus Christ, it's nearly 10 years old. He'll be giving people cheek in the street next.
Yeah, but then from that, of course, Hyro toured with you guys, became a big figure in the UK and just took off from that. So not only does he owe you a lot of credit, but he's just going to be talking to us about that whole experience, the secrets behind the tracks, what he's been up to, and some mad creativity in isolation.
Yes, what an absolute dreamboat of a human being. I loved having him on. Who'd have thought, right? If you break it down to what it really is, right? There's an idiot from Merthyr Tydfil, that's me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's somehow made friends with a rapper from Houston, Texas. And that's, to me, that's bonkers, but also amazing. I love him. I'm glad he's in my life. I was literally super, super happy to see him, like you mentioned. And yeah, there's a bit in this where he calls me really positive because I put a positive spin on something. And he's like, I can't believe the positivity. And to be honest, we were both shocked that I was positive. Me and
exactly.
You.
So if that's not a mad sentence to everyone listening, then you know that this episode is going to be a good one. Because as I said, we talk about so many mad topics. He's got some incredible stories and he's been working behind the scenes on new music. So we get all the exclusives on that and just talks how he's created this image for himself where not only can he go and tour with like hip-hop artists like Wu-Tang Clan, but also kick it up with Asking Alexandria and bands like that as well. So it's a great chat. It's a really friendship rekindled from Sean and Hyro, and I can't wait for everyone to hear this.
Yes, yeah, there was a mention that he used to babysit for somebody pretty famous and he didn't realise the person was pretty famous. So that's...
This story, I didn't have a clue about this until he told us and I was blown away. So make sure you check that out, because it's absolutely insane.
Yes, yes. Anyway, what's happened in other news around the world, Morg? happening?
Well, of course, on previous episodes in the podcast, we've mentioned 2000 Trees Festival quite a lot.
Yes.
So if you missed it a couple of weeks ago, fortunately, they had to announce that they will no longer be doing this year, 2020's edition of the festival due to all the crazy shenanigans going on with coronavirus, lockdown, quarantine, and all that malarkey. But they have postponed it to 2021 and have announced that the first headliner for next year's event is, of course, Jimmy Eat World.
Wee! I bet you were chuffed then.
I'm bloody double chuffed. So hopefully we get invited back to open the event like we were supposed to be doing.
Yes.
And then I can tell everyone again that I am supporting Jimmy Eat World.
Oh, that is true,
Because at the moment, I've just got a really sad old man. Oh, I used to have a trial for West Ham story.
Yeah.
And
I nearly supported Jimmy Eat World once, see? That's what you're going to be like in the pubs when you're older.
Now that's me now to all my friends. But with that as well, they've also announced a crowdfunder campaign. So if you head over to crowdfunder.co.uk/2000Trees Festival, there's loads of mad goodies you can get, from a lifetime ticket to go to the festival every single year for it to come, or get your face on a toilet at the festival, right? And then if your face is on that toilet, you can skip the queue.
Yeah. Well, me and Morgan this morning, as soon as we found that out, we eyed up trying to get as many toilets as we could so everybody would have to see our faces when they needed pee or poo. And that would be good marketing, we thought.
I thought it would be the greatest advertising scheme a podcast has ever come across.
Yeah,
but
I like to think that if we had those toilets, because there'd be so many with our faces on, that we choose who can queue jump as well. So we have we literally end up having the power of the toilets.
What, just going, you shall not pass to everyone?
You shall not pass, feces.
Oh.
You shall not piss. Yeah, like that. Yeah, just
okay.
Like that.
Okay, well, if that's something you're interested in, then make sure to check out that and everything up to date with 2000 Trees. And while you're looking at things on the internet, on the interweb and all that malarkey, head over to our social media pages,
yes,
at SapninPod on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, that's at SAPPENINPOD. I didn't do it French this week. At SAPPENINPOD. Give us a follow. And also, while you're on the internet, why not check out patreon.com/sapnin, which is our Patreon, where if you've enjoyed this episode, any of the other million, trillion episodes we've recorded with artists that you're bound to like, because we've had some amazing guests, and you fancy giving back, supporting the brand, please check out patreon.com/sapnin.
Yes, and of course, every tier on that gets you mad and exclusive goodies and rewards, but it also gets you into our loving community group, which is probably the proudest thing that's come out of doing these podcast episodes, where everyone just kind of gets together and supports each other in these really hard times as well. There's loads of Zoom meetings going to be taking place over the next couple of weeks and whatnot, so why not get involved, join in, and meet your new best friends?
Yes, there's people from all walks of life. There's people that work for bands, work with bands, people in bands, people who've heard of bands, elastic bands,
people who like bands, people who hate bands,
people who like bands.
Me, people who hate me, people who like you.
Yeah, there's more people that like you, I think, than like me on our group.
Oh
yeah, I'm not crying, I just got sweaty eyes.
Yeah, it is quite warm lately, so I'll give you that. But yes, patreon.com/sapnin. Check it out and join the community.
Yes, please do. Please do.
Lovely. So with that, Sean,
yes,
should we catch up with your very good friend in Hyro, formerly Da, now The Hero?
No. No, thank you.
No?
No. What can we do instead? Let's practice our harmonies. Sapnin! What you doing?
What did you do then?
What did you... Did you go in, like, really close to whatever speaker you're using, microphone you're using?
I don't know what happened then, but that was very scary. Did we break something?
Do we just have alien interference from our... Was our harmony so good that it's just made aliens contact Earth?
I don't...
Let's try it. Sapnin. It did it again. Did it do a UN end?
It did it, yeah.
It's like an audible spike. What? Oh, that felt really weird in my ears and my brain. I hope that comes up in the recording, otherwise we sound absolutely bonkers.
But will it be broadcastable? That's the question.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it might hurt people. Yeah, cut that out. That's terrible. Yeah, let's get on with this bloody interview, for God's sake. Sorry, everyone. Here's Iroh the hero. Sapnin!
Sapnin!
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Sapnin!
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't done it. I can't believe it. This week's guest is rap and rock superstar, a legend in my eyes, somebody that I love and miss all of the time.
Aww.
He's grown up. He used to have Da in his name, but he's fully grown up now. He's like a butterfly. He's got there now. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my favourite rappers, Iroh the Hero.
Yes!
Yes!
What's up, man? That's the dopest intro ever, man.
Yes! I'm glad. I didn't write any of that down either. I just ad-libbed all that.
Thanks so much.
No, that's all good. How are you? How's the pandemic treating you?
Yeah, how's things?
Oh, man, I'm all good, you know, trying to stay safe and everything like that, you know, doing the proper things and, you know, just trying to get this time going by, man. Tours canceled, all that kind of stuff. So it's a hardcore time for music. But it's a cool opportunity to show everybody how, you know, creative I can get. So I've been dropping remixes and things like that on Instagram and everything. Yeah, taking it to another level.
Yeah.
For everybody who doesn't know, they should check out Instagram.com/ Iroh the Hero. HYROTHE. HERO, and then watch back at some of Hyro's remixes, because you've done like Limp Bizkit. I remember seeing that one. You did a Korn one. You did a Papa Roach one.
You've been doing Ariana Grande and other stuff as well.
I did Ariana Grande in there. Dude, I wish she heard it. That would have been fucking epic if she heard it.
Oh, imagine that.
It's a whole nother level. That would help out a lot, I'll tell you that.
Ariana. Ariana, give us a retweet for us, man. Come on.
I sent a message. I was like, hey, I did a remix. I was like, yeah, she's going to see this shit. Watch.
But, yeah. How have they all been received? I'd imagine quite well.
Oh, everybody been loving it, man. You know, I ain't going to put out another whack. So
that's true.
Everybody, they've been showing mad love to it. You know what I'm saying? So it's a cool thing. I mean, if I put it out and it was just like horrible, I think that would fucking...
That is true.
Don't do that again, you know.
Yeah, get loads of cease and desists from other bands going, yo, don't you touch it, one of my songs.
That'd
be so good. But
I was going to mention, though, like, even though this is a really hard time for everyone with, you know, lockdown and everything, it seems like you've been one of the most productive, busiest and positive people out there at the moment. Because not only are you doing these covers, but you're keeping fit as well, and you've been doing loads of videos on TikTok. So just keeping busy behind the scenes, is it?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm just trying, you know, this was a perfect opportunity to kind of step out the box, you know, because, I mean, you don't want to get left behind in this era, man. And, you know, I ain't really no dancing dude. I really ain't no, you know, internet type person. But as an artist, you just got to do this shit nowadays, man. I ain't about to sit here dance and shit, but you got to relate with the TikTok. You got to fucking, you know, be on Instagram. A whole new generation out here, man. If you know, you're gonna get left behind if you don't figure it out. You feel me? So I'm just literally trying to figure it out as I go along, man. What works and how to keep connected with people, how to bring in, you know, a new crowd, maybe a younger audience and things like that. So yeah, everything you see me do is experimentation.
Yeah. And yeah, doing really well with it as well. They're all awesome.
Great to see.
I haven't what did you have planned prior to all this happening? Were you meant to be on tour now?
Yeah, man, I was supposed to be on tour. It was me, Asking Alexandria, Falling in Reverse, and Wade Boy, man.
What a lineup. Oh, wow.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. Mine would have as well. Jesus. Oh, that's awful.
It's going to get rescheduled, though, so that's cool. But yeah, I mean, I was looking forward to that.
Yeah, what you got to think about there is the positives of when that actually happens. People are going to lose their shit, and you're going to be going on stage every night and be like, right, I'm like, are you opening the show?
Yeah, I open it. Yeah, it's going to be insane. I get the first beginning. You're so right about that. You're so right.
But think about it. You're going to have like, I don't know, I'd imagine it probably like 2,000 to 10,000 capacity or something crazy shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're going to have just rapid...
Like House of Blues and things like that.
Ooh, awesome.
Lovely venue.
Yeah,
no, so that was a hard one right there.
Yeah. Imagine the people who are going to be there, though. Like, they're going to be, like, busted. You will literally be some of the first music they see live back.
That's oh, wow. Yeah, you make me feel good about it. I didn't even think about that point of view. I did not see that point of view. You're so right, man.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
People will probably be at the door right at the beginning now instead of waiting till, you know what I'm saying,
see
a band they love.
When lockdown gets lifted and people can go to shows again, I think people will appreciate them so much more now.
Not for
and
sure.
Nobody's turning up late. Nobody's missing a first band. I think you're going to kill it. And
you're so right, yeah.
And having seen you perform... Basically, you're going to go in there and you're going to steal thousands of fans. And I love that. I absolutely love that. That's amazing. I'm getting pumped for you.
Yeah, I'm quite pumped now as well. But yeah, this is good.
Well, you know, man, I just, you know, I started off with y'all. So thanks for the opportunity. Right. Because, you know, Sean brought me out on tour back in the day. Mm. It was 2012 or whatever, man. I was so young. I thought I was a strong man. So when everybody, you know, they say fit. Harold Fit. I'm like, I'm not in shape. What the hell are they talking about? but that meant like I've been looking. So I started. Yeah. I probably realized that probably 2 weeks ago.
Oh, it's only been 8 years. 8 years, like, oh, they meant good luck. Oh, I've missed so many opportunities.
I'm, like, I'm not in shape, so what the hell are they talking about? Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that. When, because I was introduced to your music through Daniel P. Carter from Radio 1.
Yeah, that's the homie.
He showed me the Belo Horizonte album.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with it. As soon as I heard the new Noise, the Refused cover, well, kind of remix, refix, that blew my mind. So
yeah,
then,
I did a newer version of that one too, man.
Yeah,
like I got better now, you know, making the beat.
Yeah, well, I remember Dan played it to me, and I was like, "Oh, I love this guy. This is awesome. This is brilliant." And then when we were recording one day, and in our song "Higher and Higher," we just had like a mid late section where I'm wearing a. Some people listening to this can't see, but I'm currently wearing a Will Smith basketball top. But at the time when we were recording Higher and Higher, I just wrapped the Fresh Prince rap over that middle bit. And Jason, the producer, was like, "Oh, that," he's got a funny voice. That's why the voice is about to shake. "Oh, that's awesome." And I was like, no, that's Will Smith. And he was like, all right, do you know any rappers? And I was like, I don't know any rappers. I'm from Merthyr Tydfil, where rap doesn't exist yet. I was like, right, let's try this High Road guy. Yeah, spoke to Dan Carter, and he told me how to get in touch with you guys. And then, yeah, I remember us just sending the track, thinking that you were going to probably reply, tell us to piss off. And yeah, I remember you, I know exactly where I was when I heard it back for the first time, your verse in that, and it blew my mind. So yeah, thank you so much for being involved. That's probably one of the Blackout's biggest songs.
Yeah, that's so dope, man. And then, you know, going over there on tour, meeting the fans, like, that was a whole new experience for me too, man. I still remember some of them people, you know, so that was super dope. So I can't wait to go back, man. I said, my wife is in France. So I was in France like last year. And then, yeah, I need to get back out to the UK though, fucking, and like a fool, man. If I can't,
It's been a while.
Do anything after this shit anymore, you know?
Yeah. Well, when you do, I've made a new band now. Me and Bob from the Blackout made a new band.
Okay.
Let's do some shows, because I would love that.
Oh, hell, man. Definitely hit me, man. Because, you know, this is going to be, everybody going to be working when it's time.
Yeah.
I think it overseas.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
But
mention the feature on Higher and Higher. Can you talk a little bit about your experiences with that track? I mean, how did you first become aware that the guys wanted you on, and how did that whole process work from your end?
My old manager, a dude named Benji, had kind of like, I think he was more talking like doing, you know, the business behind it and everything like that. And then when it came with a video, and then so I went and shot a video like green screen style. Went to a green screen spot, so that was, bro, I just had a bunch of first experiences with that, man. That was so dope. And then, you know, it's green, so I didn't know what the hell it was going to be. So when you watch the Blackout video, you know, it's a dude running and doing shit, and I just come by on the truck, and, you know, I was superimposed in. So, yeah, that was crazy. And I forgot what I said, if I remember the verse or whatever, but so every Friday, the Cure line. And the kids love that line right there.
I think I need to cue her. Where's Robert Smith? Yeah, that's how it finishes.
Yeah. And I just remember, you know, Twitter, everybody just loving that line on Twitter and stuff like that. So it was just like, whoa, look at the reaction, you know, from another fan base overseas. Yeah. It tripped me out, man. Such a cool experience.
Oh, it was brilliant. People loved it. People genuinely loved it. And I think people didn't expect it either. Like, didn't expect it from us. Didn't expect you to be involved. And when it happened, it was fucking fantastic. And it's one of my favorite moments.
Playing, FIFA?
Yeah. Yeah. Man, always, man.
It's
always.
So good. Bro. Feels so good at FIFA, man. I couldn't win a goddamn game, dude. I remember that stuck in my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, but around that time as well, it seemed like you had a massive connection with fans in the UK, you know, from following from that song and your releases and everything like that. Do you feel that your tour with the Blackout and everything really helped capture and introduce you to that side of the world?
Yeah. Man, that really did, man. You know, I still got people that stick with me from back then, you know, and I ain't been overseas in a while. Mm. So that's the show. And so it just gives me opportunities when I come back. So I know when I come back and do some shows, I'm going to have some people like going, wow, like what? I wrote back in the UK. Like, so because of that gave me the opportunity to say the words right there, you know? So that's so cool, man. You know, I got love from Kerrang and all that stuff in the magazines and doing them type of things. Shout out Emma, who helped to push a lot of that stuff, man. So it was epic. And then plus, I just miss over there, man. It's just the vibe, so cool. The weather, you know, not so much, but everything else was amazing.
I remember talking to Benji, the former manager, and he was saying that one of the first bits of at least UK press, rock press you got was from, me mentioning, I think I mentioned it in Rock Sound. I mentioned the Bella Horizonte album. And he kept showing me on his phone. He was like, there it is. And I was like, oh, wow. I can't believe, like, I was like, yeah, but all it is me exposing a talent that's going to go on to be bigger and better than me. So that's all that is. But
yeah, you know, we both still working hard and trying to push this thing, you know, so I think finally was my opportunity to, like, it's really going to start going and blow up, you know. Well, after the corona thing, because it was, I was hoping now would be the moment it'd begin, you know, during the tours and all that stuff, because I would have had an album out. And that's, look at that, shout out, my new album going to be insane. So I'm working on, I think I might do like a stream festival soon. And I got to work on that now, because I'm going to try to perform like a new, two new songs off my new one. And I got to do it acoustically.
Oh, wow.
So, but my shit is so heavy. I got it's like, how the fuck do I make this happen? Luckily, on my new album, I got two songs like that, though.
Awesome. Nice. Yeah.
Well, can you tell us a bit more about that new album? How many songs there are? How much of it?
Yeah, because you've put a couple of singles out so far. It seems like in the last year. So is it just continuing from that, or is it a completely new body of work? What's the situation with
new body of work? Yeah, brand new body of work. I'm with Better Noise. It was recently called 11-7 Records, but Better Noise Records now. And what's it called? Yeah, so I got with Ben, you know, Ben from Asking, and he just hit me up, told me about a dude named Matt Good. He wanted to make a song. That song turned out that it's going to be the single song.
Nice.
Called, that shit is heavy, and Matt Good is, like, so sick with making music. So we went in there and just murdered it. And just from what everybody been saying, you know, who heard it, they just like, man, this is genius, you know? So I'm really excited to put it. I was really excited to put out, you know, my single, but just the world... You know, everything has had to get put on a hold for a bit. So, but I got some shit that's insane on this new album. Like, you know, I think this is the one that's going to take me to the next level on some shit. You know, at least open me up to more ears. You get what I'm saying? Really excited about it.
Awesome. Is it all complete and ready to go? Or are you still working final touches? Or
for me, it's complete, you know, but I think I might have to add more stuff and, you know, I don't know if they were, you know, put more music, but it's damn near complete. It's fire, man. Any other thing we want to add is going to be, you know, just features maybe and things like that. But where it's at, oh, man, it's hot.
Nice. Yeah, me too. I'm very, very excited for it as well because, I love Mark Good as well. I think like two tours in the UK before we took you out, we took From First to Last out. So, it's a small world.
Yeah, that's a very small world, bro. He blew up. Skrillex blew up like crazy. Matt Good, fucking most amazing producer. I love that dude, man. You know, fucking, wow, that's dope, dude.
Yeah, he's a lovely, lovely boy. I don't want to say that I have to rap on your album. but I think it's only fair. It's only fair.
Yeah, so take one of the verses off.
Have you got any guests on so far?
I got a what guess. We kind of put it for who we thinking of right now. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Ben is a guest playing guitar. Who else I got guessing? I might get AJ from Fire from the Gods to sing, and then Jason from the Fever working on something that might be great too. So it's gonna be sick. Wow. That's gonna be wild.
Yeah,
shit is crazy.
It's just crazy how we're all connected as well. Like, all, like,
again. I know, it's a small fucking world, man.
We're all locked in, but it's still a tiny, tiny world.
Yeah, dude, it's incredible how it is. And, you know, we are far away, but we still could be together, which is cool. Imagine having this without no social media, no internet, and no kind of, you know, just 56K dial-up. That would be sick.
Those are the days.
Yeah, I wonder how many days into lockdown it would take you to go mad from listening to the dial-up tone.
Oh, two?
Download a song or something, that would be the worst.
Oh, dreadful.
Day.
Yeah, these would be awful to do. These would be terrible to do.
Oh, imagine that. I don't know how it would work.
It would be like cartoons or some shit.
We'd have to do bits of phone calls to people. That'd be dreadful.
But going back to mentioning, you know, doing these, you know, new remixes and covers and stuff you've been doing on your Instagram, that's really how people first came to know you, with your kind of mixtapes and stuff when you started out in the early days. Is it just being a little bit of like a throwback to those and working?
Yeah, you got it, man. That's exactly what it is, man. That's why I feel so happy putting out these remixes and shit, 'cause that's how I started off. You know, I started sampling all them songs like that and, you know, just taking like cool breakdowns from bands and, you know, turning to hip hop. But now I got so much better at producing. It's like, fuck, I want to take them songs and do them all over again because I know I'm going to kill it. Like right now, the next one I'm going to drop is Five from the Gods, new song, American Son. I remixed that one like really fucking crazy, bro. It sounds so dope. Sometimes I be thinking like, oh man, it probably sounds too gangster. Let me calm it down. But nah. It's like, it turned into a straight trap song, man. It's dope as fuck, but I love it.
I mean,
yeah. And I did a Jamaican accent on there and shit. So nice. It's super sick. But like you said, it's a throwback to when I was doing that because that's what got me started. So it's like, damn, I get to introduce people to how I really get down and what I was about at the beginning. Because I started off with, you know, sampling the rock. Then you see my albums was just straight up, boom, rock music in your face. So yeah. I kind of flipped out of that and just was just doing a straight rock at you. Instead of, you know, I still had elements of hip-hop, but this is where I really started off putting, like, making a rock song into a straight-up hip-hop track, you feel me?
Yeah. Let's talk a bit more about that in the early days. I mean, that combination of rap, metal, hip-hop, and everything else that you incorporate in your music, how did you originally find all of that, and what really made you want to mix it all?
Oh, I got into it because I was had a girlfriend in high school and she broke up with me, so I wanted to scream at her motherfucking ass. And so I said, shit, I can't rap about it. I want to yell at her, so let me get a rock song. And then I got a song was a She Hate Me from Puddle of Mud.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Because that is what I heard on the radio, you know. She Hate Me. I was like, oh, this is going to be perfect. And then I was like, oh, I can't rap on it like that. Let me sample it. Let me put a little beat to it and everything. And then I was like, oh shit, I'm on to something. It's dope. You get what I'm saying? And so I put on MySpace, and y'all remember MySpace back in the days? I don't know, y'all mess with MySpace, huh?
Yeah, it was.
Y'all had High Five or something, I think.
Yeah, I'd been. I was on the front of MySpace UK. Yeah, so kind of a big deal. I was a big deal.
He's rocked my big.
My big ridiculous blonde helmet of a hair.
I put it on there, and then things started going from there, and that just got me started on there. They're like, yo, this is something I can do. So I started looking for those type of songs to recreate and turn it into a mixtape, call it Gangsta Rock, and you know, from there fucking on.
Yeah, and through the years as well, you've just been able to create that perfect formula to go and tour with bands. It doesn't matter if they're really heavy or just classic hip-hop. I mean, you can go on the road with someone from Wu-Tang Clan to Ask an Alexandra. For you, that must just be the best of both worlds, really.
Oh, man, that's so cool. But, you know, it, like you said, it's two different worlds, though, at the same time. It's, like, similar, but still two different worlds. So it depends on how you approach. So, like, when I did the Wu-Tang, you know, I approached them real heavy with rock at the first show, and they fucking booed the fuck out of me, like, oh, man, this just sucks. Because they don't want to hear no guitars in your face. But the second show, I said, okay, let me switch it up. And I came out rapping at first, and then slowly introduced the guitars, and they fucking went crazy. They loved it, you know? So, it's all about how you approach. So, it's things you learn amongst it. But, yeah, man, it's cool that I can blend in between both sides. You get what I'm saying? That's exactly what I dreamed of too, man. So if I could just take it to the next level. But now we're in a new generation where they kind of just don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? They just, it's genres just all mixed up crazy nowadays. So that's epic, bro. I love that. So you can really get some new fans.
Is there any new rappers that you recommend?
Oh, new rappers out here. Oh, I mean, I know DaBaby. I like DaBaby. I like Lil Baby.
Yeah,
I like all these baby rappers. DaBaby and Lil Baby, Weezy F Baby. Fucking who's another good one? I like a Nasty C. He got a song called King. ASAP Ferg. I fuck with.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as young though, I'm out the loop too, man. These young kids know these rappers way more than me. I don't know. I'm trying to name one. I can't even think some of these rappers, man. That's too many.
You should check out this guy called Dr. Ake. What about bands? Is there any bands that we should be checking out that you've met along the way?
Oh, bands. Yeah, I got cool band opened with us when I was with Butcher Babies, Tetrarch. They super cool. They got some good stuff. Well, so I just sampled at Palais Royal. I like their band. That's a real cool band. Yeah. But, you know, that's the way with rock music. I kind of been keeping it kind of old school, man. I ain't really been checking a lot of stuff. Been really just digging in my own shit. But that Palais Royal, they got some really good stuff. AWOL Nation, his new album, Insane. I love his shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he found a way to just make that shit sound so cool, man. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Any other band? I need something heavy. What's something heavy? Yeah, y'all any, what's the heavy bands going on over there?
There's a band called Raiders. That's my band. That's me and Miserable Bob from the Blackout.
Loathe. You should check out a band called Loathe.
Oh, yeah, it's a band called Loathe.
Loathe.
You should do a remix of one of their songs.
Loathe, L-O-A-T-H-E.
That's it.
Yeah.
Got him. Loathe. I'll send you a link after this. Awesome. There's a band called Dream State.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good. I'll send you links to all these.
Iron Town Band. I don't know if you heard Iron Town. They're fucking amazing too. Man, I sampled one of their songs. Really good.
Yeah.
I think they got the intro on one of these new TV shows. If I'm not mistaken, Kid Midnight or something on Netflix.
Oh, nice. Got
intro on there. Yeah, so that's what's sick, man.
Awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
probably getting paid quite well for that as well. And
I need one of those, man.
And with mixing everything as well, I mean, do you see a certain or different reaction from a fan base more towards rock or hip hop or anything, or do you kind of notice that you get complimented a bit more on different things within the music depending on the fan base?
I think right now I get complimented more on rock. You know what I'm saying? Because I haven't really reached the rap crowd so much. So, especially the way the game changed nowadays, you know, it's a totally different vibe to the game now. It's more of a, just how it's, you know, it's more of a feeling than lyrically, like, oh, you going crazy, you know? They don't really care about that shit no more. But I still drop that in mind. I say so much cool shit that just go over people's heads, but I like doing it. But nowadays, you don't really have to be lyrical and shit like that. You just more of a way, like a rhythm and, you know, bounce to it and everything like that, which is cool. You know, you don't have to think so much, but it's just, you know, to reach that, you know, to reach the younger rap fan base, I'd have to try to just do more trapped out sounds and shit like that. But I like what I'm doing right now and just let them come to me. You feel me? I don't want to chase that.
Yeah.
Route, you know, I'm taking my own road to where I want to be.
Yeah,
that's definitely the best way as well, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you start like trying to go down that path and it doesn't work, then you've kind of lost everything you've made prior to it. But I think
exactly, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, I can do what they do, but it don't make sense for me anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So the current band you have playing with you now, is it always the same members?
Oh, the current band, I've been with them for maybe 2 years now. Just somebody new came in for this tour because the other one, he had to go do some other shit. But yeah, I've been rocking with the same people. I forgot what band they come from. Dave and Troy, they come from a band that did really good for a bit. And then I forgot what happened. Something happened and it kind of threw off. So that was dope that I got to get them. So.
But you've always had... you've always had a great backing band, though, because when you did that tour with us, your band was made up of literally legends.
That was crazy. Yeah, man, that was crazy. Yeah, so this one, they're a little younger, but I had Kelly Scott from Failure, I think Tom Capone, man. I had
Paul from At The Drive-In on bass.
Paul from At The Drive-In came on that one. I had some crazy shit. I don't know how the fuck I do this shit sometimes, man.
You had Daniel Anderson from Idiot Pilot as well.
Oh yeah, Daniel. Yeah, Daniel live across the street from me too. I never see him. See him like once. I probably see him the first time in years. The other day.
That's crazy.
And he lived right there across the street from me, though.
I ended up recording a vocal for one of his songs for one of his other projects. Glowbug.
I'm trying to think about a band, other band name they was in. They had a good song too. Get a name of it. I'm down. I went blank on it.
I'll look into it after this, and I'll mention them in the intro and outro of the podcast as well.
Yeah, but speaking of that connection with the UK fans and stuff, obviously you said you can't wait to come back when everything is left up and stuff. But one thing I did want to mention is that I think you still hold a record at Download Festival for being the only person to play 3 different stages over 1 weekend.
That's crazy, ain't it? I don't know how that happened, bro. That's so sick. Yeah, I think I did some regular stage, then it was like a hip hop more so stage, and then I think somebody had dropped out, so I got to rock the big stage too. So that was just the epic shit ever, dude. In the rain, it had rain too.
Yeah, how did that come about? Was did they just approach you on the day or stuff, or did someone see you? What?
Yeah, he just damn, the name slipped my mind, but the dude who run all that stuff just loved me.
Yeah, Andy Coppin.
Yeah, Andy Coppin. Yeah. Yeah, he loved me. He just showed me mad love, man, every single time. So that was super dope. You know, I kind of how good I am with people, man. I got that way about stuff. So it's not like I was just hustling and like going crazy. It's just like, yo, I just showed love. He put me on. Same thing that happens over here too with some of these festivals. They show me mad love and I get on and kill it. Like an Afro Punk in New York, I was murdering the stage. The head dude said, do another song. So I'm the first person to do an encore on an Afro Punk stage. You know what I'm saying? He was like, oh, come, keep going, dude. Keep going, do more.
I can't believe it. Yeah, that's the first time I found out about that download fact. I didn't know that, Mo.
Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah.
No. I'm almost offended by it, because we've done two stages, and I was like, well, you know, I've done two stages. But if you hold a record, I need to do four stages. Yeah, I'm going to do four next year. I'm going to do five.
Four, five of them.
I'm going to make them do a Sean Smith stage, and then do it. Yeah, what I'm going to do is, before next year, I'm going to fake my own death, so they make a Sean Smith stage, and I'm going to turn up on the Sean Smith stage.
Dude, I don't know you didn't do that.
Do a DJ bit, the rap bit, yes. The rock bit. There you go.
Oh, it'd be so good, but that's awesome. I didn't know you held that record. That's. What do you think about how many bands have played Download? Right.
I know, man. This I done did so much cool shit. It's just like, wow, you know. I think about sometimes I have to be in the conversation, like how you brought it up.
Hmm.
So yeah. Remember, you know, like, oh, snap, I did do that, man. So yeah. It's interesting to have all that happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why that's how this podcast came about, was just because I know that I've been lucky enough to tour the world, meet some of the world's biggest rock stars, I guess. And it's just, yeah. It's awesome to remember it and bring it back up, and it's interesting for other people to listen as well. So people seem to really enjoy these conversations and listen to people's like stories and mad scenarios they've been in. Have you got any like crazy scenarios where you thought about pinching yourself when you were like with some big rock star or in a situation?
I mean, yeah, so many of them. I don't know how to think. Man, who? Shit, all of them, I guess. I don't know, man. So many. Like I'm cool with from the Deftones, you know. I used to go over there, babysit his kids and stuff like that. And I didn't know Chino was such a, you know, huge superstar because I was young at the time, too. All I really knew, Deftones is I remember just kids writing in the desk. So when I met him, he's like, oh, yeah, it's Chino from the Deftones. So I guess he liked it. I really was just like, oh, cool. Yeah, that's what's up, man, you know.
I don't know. Yeah, all right. Yeah, whatever. You know. How much to mind your kid? I'm looking after the kid. Where's the money?
Because I knew Korn, Deftones just by the name from people, kids in the desert would carve it and stuff. So I was like, cool. So that's a cool bit with that, man. Recently, you know, just rocking with all these bands I did on Disrupt Tour, Memphis Mayfire, The Used. We was up there, you know, we rock with The Used, and then Bird, I'm on stage. I mean, I'm killing it. You look on stage and Bird and everybody fucking watching me right there, you know. They perform. I go rock out. I go in the mosh. And then I crowd surf across over to the front and he see me. And I lost my phone. He said, hey, y'all find my real phone real quick. And they found my phone too. Like,
That's amazing. That's
great. That's some amazing stories.
There's so much cool stories that happen, man. It's insane. You know, Andy Black shouted me out from stage. I toured me and Juliet on the same tour bus, you know, when we was doing this rope. It's insane. So Andy just come on the bus. I didn't know, you know, he's so famous and all this shit like that, you know, it's fucking crazy. They about to put on a TV show, you know. But he was mad cool, mad nice, showed lots of love. I sampled one of the Black Veil Brides song, you know, the kids, all those kids showed love to that, so that was sick, man. Ben, you know, asking, you know, they got the TV show. You know what's cool about that is, I saw the TV show not knowing that was Andy Black and fucking Ben on there. Because one of my rapper friends told me to watch it. The movie American Satan. So he was like, oh, yeah, it's about Illuminati and it's about all of this shit. I said, oh, let me check it out. And I watch it. I'm like, I think I know these people.
I'm friends with him. I got his number. I got to phone him now to see if he answers.
Yeah, I remember at that Download Festival. That's when Black Veil Brides was like really starting to make a name. I think it was over there. Yeah, so that's where I got to see that shit. It was fucking wild, man. And they blew up. They got an old picture with it. It was sick.
Awesome.
That's great to hear, man.
I love hearing this.
Yeah, it sounds like you've just got some great stories. It's like to see your perspective from it as well.
Oh, man, I got too many stories, man.
Well, yeah, when this lockdown ends and eventually when you come over to the UK, let's do another one of these where we can literally just sit down in a room together.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how y'all doing?
Just in a room, just we go to a venue. We've got like a proper system. Yeah. We got like setups with mics and stuff, and we just turn up. We've done it with like loads of people. We did it with like Take It Back Sunday. We did the used one via Zoom. I've gone blank now. Yeah, we've done loads. We've done absolutely loads.
Yeah.
It's just nicer to be in person in it, really.
That makes everything fucking dope, man. So yeah, we gonna get back to it, man. Hopefully people ain't scared to fucking be around each other and shit no more, man.
I don't think so. I was thinking about this the other day. I was thinking that, like, because they're probably going to let little shows happen first. So if you're, like, under 1,000 capacity, this might be the chance for all little bands to, like, be king. Because big bands can't play anywhere because 30,000 people... Like My Chemical Romance now, they've just rescheduled from June in the UK till June next year. Those shows, you couldn't get 30,000 people in a stadium together when this is done. But I think you could get 200 to 500 people together somewhere.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, I
think smaller bands could really, really do well off the back of this. So yes,
right? It's like a reset, man. It's almost like starting over. So that's you're very positive about these things.
listeners of this podcast know is absolutely super diamond rare. Because all I do on this podcast is whinge about shit.
Yeah, normally I'm the positive one, so it's nice to see you change.
Like you're just so positive and happy about everything. Oh, everything's gonna work. It's gonna be this.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you.
The world fucking ended, dude.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was, like, at a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, but then, this is the thing. Like, I was probably, like, at a couple of hours ago. But then I was like, yes, I get to speak to Iroh later. Everything will be fine. and it has been fine. So, yeah, it's awesome.
It really gave me a whole new outlook on it because I was like, yo, you're so right about a lot of that shit, man. Because really, me, I'm just, like, lost. Like, bro, what the fuck going on, dude?
No, I was lost until, I had that thought earlier this week about little bands will be king for quite a while because unless big bands just go, oh no, we need to play, we will play to 200 people, which I don't think they will.
If they play like 5 days in a row at a small club or some shit.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, My Chemical Romance.
I imagine they want to do that, but they're the truth.
Yeah, they just have to wait while we all get to have another go.
Yeah, we get to try. Fucking take over. Yeah. Take the arena. Then we get the arena. So now they can't do it because we got the arena because we didn't got big.
Imagine that. Imagine all the big bands get forgotten about now because
they just get forgotten.
Imagine that.
That'd be crazy.
Mad.
Thank you so much for giving us the time. Thank you for doing this. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, what else can people expect from you now in lockdown? Just keep more of these covers and stuff? Is there anything else planned?
I'm going to do these covers, these, you know, remixes. I think I'm going to do my first little live stream thing, so I got to work on it. Actually, I'm going to call Matt right now because I need to get stems for this situation make it happen. You know, they hit me up like, hey, how would you do this thing? And cause I'm like, yeah. Not even thinking like, how am I gonna do this shit?
when you speak to Matt, send him my love.
Oh, for sure, man.
Tell him to come on the podcast.
Oh, yes, please.
We'd love that.
Yes, please.
Let's try and sort out a tour in the UK where Matt Good brings one of his many bands over from First to Last, Drugs.
Yeah.
Whatever other millions bands he's in.
Sounds
get
good.
You guys And Raiders Lawton.
Nice.
Let's have a laugh.
That would be sick.
I'd love that.
That would be fun. That would be fun.
Every day would be like Christmas Day for me. I'd love that.
That would be super fun. Yo, I can't wait to get back over there. I've been missing that, man. I've been missing over there so much.
And yeah, you've been missed. You've been missed over here as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I told all the Blackout boys I was doing this today, and they all said to send you their love because they miss you as well. So.
Said, what's up, man? Everybody all grown men now, man. That's crazy.
Cool. Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you for
so
doing
much,
this.
Thanks so much, man. Thank you.
All right, John. Hey, thanks so much. For real, man. Great talking to y'all. For sure. Let's keep in touch, man. And do it again when I come over there. I would definitely want to do it in person.
That's yes, please.
It's all good. But yeah. Oh, love you. Thank you so much for everything. And yeah, see you soon, brother. That'd be awesome.
All pleasure. Right, John, thanks so much, man.
Later, boys, man. Stay safe.
Try.
Yeah, you too. You too. See you later.
Thanks so much. You're listening to
Sammy Podcast! I love Hiro the Hero.
Yes, me too. What a lovely, positive human being, an amazing rapper.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah, super nice guy. Thank you so much to Hiro for doing it. I literally met him a couple of days ago asking if he'd be up for it. And yeah, of course, he's so nice that he said yes.
Yeah, he's literally been someone that we've had so many requests for. I think, especially when we started the podcast, I think a lot of people wanted to hear those kind of stories of how Higher and Higher, the feature came about, and him appearing on Hope and that kind of touring cycle with you guys. So I'm really glad that we finally got to get him on and explain all that. And yeah, it sounds like he's got some incredible plans going forward for the future with all these features, collaborations, and just those wild covers on his Instagram account as well.
Yeah, I hope he better ask me to be a guest now. I hinted very heavily. He does owe me. You know, I don't want to say I'm the cause of everything that's ever happened to him, but I'm the cause to absolutely everything that's happened to him so far. So he owes me. He owes me.
Well, what he could do, he could just get you on, right? And then you could do half the verse as you and half the verse in your Fred Durst impression. And then he could label it as featuring Sean Smith and Fred Durst.
Yeah, or I could just not do my voice and do like somebody else's, any Arnie. That'd be more interesting, wouldn't it? So what you're saying is, it's more exciting if I do impressions of other people on songs, is it? So really, the Raider stuff, I should just do accents. Is that what you're saying? It's not good enough, is it?
Wow, you've taken this way out of context. That's not what I was trying to say.
Because that's what it feels like, bud. That's what it feels like.
It's not. I was just saying you're very, like, your rapping is so good, you could pull off Fred Durst.
Well, yeah, we know that. But what's wrong with my own voice? What's wrong? Thanks, Morg.
Anyway, make sure to go and check out all of Hire of the Hero's work on Spotify, Apple and all that jazz, or go and buy a record if you can, and especially his latest album, Flagged Channel. Of course, yes. He has loads of new music on the way very, very soon, so keep up to date with all that and those mad covers on his Instagram page. And then while you're checking out his Instagram page, go and check ours and our Twitter at SapninPod.
At SAPPENINPOD. At SAPPENINPOD. NINPOD at SAPPENINPOD at SAPPENINPOD at I can't do it.
Okay,
sorry.
You're stuck.
I want to see how fast I could go. I wanted to see how fast I could go.
I thought you were stuck on loop then. I was like, have I broken him now? Is that the end of Sean? I don't know.
No, I should have just stopped talking because we all hit my voice to me. So.
No, anyway, go and give us a follow, tweet us, and give us suggestions of who you'd like to see as a guest while we're all in quarantine over the next couple of weeks, and everything else in between. Any questions, whatever, let us know, and go and check out our lovely Patreon community and become a member at patreon.com/sapnin.
Yes, we are putting more things up on our Patreon all the time now. There's all behind the scenes stuff being added, little chats about guests sometimes, about how we do this, about everything really. And people on the Patreon get to suggest topics and stuff, and yeah, we have a little chat about that. So
And I think going forward over the next couple of weeks and stuff as well, maybe we'll do a couple of more like discussions about certain topics and stuff on the Patreon. There's loads of behind the scenes photos and other bits like that that we're not going to be sharing on our social media. So if you want to get involved with all those kind of malarkeys, patreon.com/sapnin is the place to be.
Yes, it is. Correct. Correct assessment. The place to be at is bad.
Good. I'm glad I got something right on this episode.
Yeah. It's not my voice, yeah. So it's all right.
But make sure to go and check out the description of this episode as well, because there's a load of names in there that we need to thank. But while we're thanking people, we should give a massive, gigantic shout out to the elite members of our Patreon community. Those are the top tiers, and Sean is going to shout them out with a load of names that they've changed and are probably really hard to pronounce now.
Yes, thank you very much to Mayumi Liwaway, Kylie Alien Anal Probe Volunteer Wheeler, I don't think that's her middle name, Mitch Perry, Bert, Amy Chilvers, I Am So Bored I Can't Think of Something Dumb for Sean to Read Out, Amir Dinabano, Emma Barber, Dana Lasnova, Sam Spray, Chanel O'Neill, I like that, Kelly Mrs. Human Contact Young, don't we all, Nathan Croshaw, Dilly Short Shorts Grimwood, Michael Engler, Kelly Irwin, Kate Puttack, Simon Amos, Amy Campion Baby, Kate Stevenson, Jenny, I'll shoot you before I shoot my cat monster. Did I threaten a cat? I hope I threatened a cat and that's aimed at me. El Secret, not Santa Douglas. Nice one. Emily Senegals, Lucy Diaz, James Oakley, Martina McManus, John and Emma, Erin Auer, Becky, can someone make Paul buy me a goat, please, my Oko? Louis Cook, Freaky for the Cheekies, Sarah Stewart, Marcy Jacobson, Mike Cunningham, Jamie O'Jamie, Sandra Kuchachik. Chuck, she never got back to us about that. Sandra Kuchachik. I must have nailed it the first week. I should find out what I said. Paddy the Magnificent, Ivor Biggin. I don't. Scott is wondering how many remotes the female patrons have if they are buying so many batteries. Oh yeah, that's an ongoing thing in the group. Girls talking about batteries for some reason. They must be changing the channel all the time, like sickening. Anyway, thanks to Livy Cropper, Lydia Henderson, James McNaught, Amy Thomas, Tallulah Grant, Samuel Griffiths, Stuart McNaught, Jenny Robertson, Paul I Ain't Afraid of No Goats, Hirschfield. Goats Buster, Tony Michael, Sarah, you are the ones who are the ball licker, James, reference to Jane Silent Bob Struck Back, Kelly Emma Cannon, Ollie Amesbury and Kelly Mallory. Thank you very much to the new people there and all of those people and all the people in the description and anybody involved with our Patreon. We thank you so much. It's amazing. Thank you. We love you.
Yes, you absolutely mean the world to us and we love you more than life itself. As always, top choices with these names.
Yes.
Batteries, though. Why are we all
like... I don't know.
I mean, I could always do with some extra batteries if there's any going, but...
I don't know.
They seem to be buying a lot. It's a bit suspicious, if you ask me. I don't...
Yeah, what would you use batteries for, like?
Are we becoming a battery cult? I don't know what's going...
Surely there's some sort of, like, power point near you if you're indoors, which you should be. Also, just saying this now... I've read in all the newspapers, they're thinking about easing lockdown Monday. Do us a favour, if you're listening to this, don't be an idiot and just start going out and hanging out with your friends like a mong, because with them we're all going to die again. There's going to be an increase, a spike in viruses going around. Please don't. Please don't be an idiot.
Please do not do that. Like, I know we're all giant goths and emos, but don't go that far. We're meant to stay inside, so go and do it. There's plenty of stuff to... You can listen to all these over and over again and share it with all your friends. That's what you should be doing, going outside.
They should be doing that, but then bloody not. So, yeah, don't go outside. Listen to these.
Yes, and if there was like a hashtag or a, I don't know, word of the week or anything like that, you were like, if they had one of those, I'd definitely share it. Well, lucky for you, we do. And Sean, I've got this one covered.
Oh, thank God this one for covered. That. I was just scraping my brain in for a word. Thank God you've found something. Let us know. What is it, brother?
The hashtag this week is, Where's Robert Smith?
Ha ha. Yep. Singer of the Cure. Where is Robert Smith? Yeah, because we need a cure.
Exactly.
I like it. Oh, that's clever, Morg. Very, very clever. Do you know what?
Thank you.
You can co-host the next one we do as well.
I'm glad.
Yep, you're not fired this week. I was just about to say, and on a final note, bit of sadness this week, I'm going to fire Morgan. But do you know what? You've pulled it out of the bag at the last second. You've kept yourself a job. Well, I'm bye.
Thank you very much. I always pull out of the bag last second. So
you live to podcast another week.
I'm glad. And I hope everyone else joins us on that as well.
Yeah. When we do ultimately split up, are you going to go on and make your own podcast then?
Whoa, like, hang on, what's this about now? Like, are you saying we're not
I don't like my voice anymore. I don't like my voice anymore, so...
I love your voice. Who's telling you...
Because you were making fun of it earlier!
Right.
You said I should change it.
Sean, if anyone says anything bad about your voice, right, send them to me and I'll sort them out.
Oh. Oh, but I would. Do you know what? I might start a Patreon tier just to see you fight someone. I'd love to see you fight someone. Is anybody you'd. Who do you fight? Who do you reckon you could beat in a fight?
Bands wise or what?
Anyone you want, but if you're taking on a band, I'd love it if you call somebody out on a year day and then they were like, oh, is it? Who do you think you could beat up?
There's one name that came to mind, and I don't know why, but I don't want to start any beef here. So,
please. Who is it?
No, because we've had a lot of requests for them, so maybe let's not.
I can't believe you want to fight Hollywood Undead. Are you going to fight Hollywood Undead? No?
No, that's your battle, me.
I'm not fighting them. They'll batter me. We've established this. The big one don't like me. Perhaps you heard my voice. Perhaps that's what it was. Who do you want to fight then, man? I need to know now.
I'll tell you off air.
All right, you tell me off air, and then I'll post in the Patreon group after, right?
Hey, so if you want to find out who Morgan wants to fight, don't know why I talked about myself in the third person, patreon.com/happening.
If you want to hear who Mo Dick reckons he could smash to pieces, I'd love to see you fighting. Oh my God, it's me laughing. Like, I'm a wuss myself, like, but... Oh, but I'd love to see both of us having a fight, not together.
Imagine you and me as like a wrestling tag team.
Oh, I'd be dreadful.
But we took ourselves like so seriously.
Oh yeah, we'd be the jobbers. We'd lose absolutely every week.
I take that.
If you want to see me being wrestled, watch the Junior Fall to Pieces video. I got put through that table and I was in agony. I could hardly walk. My back hurts to this day. So I can't see us doing very well wrestling, but
no, neither can I. But it's a dream.
Bro, can we hurry up and finish this? I'm busting to find out who you think you could take in a fight.
Okay, cool. Yes.
I can't stop thinking about it. I just imagine limbs. You just be limbs. Just chucking your arms at them.
I don't know. I think I'd be like a right cheeky little shit. I'd probably...
He thinks he's tasty.
Why am I digging a bigger hole here? Anyway, thank you so much for anyone who's listened to this and gotten this far. Brilliant. Please share it with all your friends and everything. Thank you again to all our Patreons for making this and random conversations like this happen. Thanks again to Hiro the Hero for being super bloody awesome and good at rapping and taking time out to have a fantastic chat with us. I loved it very much. And as always, Sapman Podcast will be available everywhere every Friday, brand new episode, so subscribe and we'll see you next week. Sean, anything else?
Yes, rate, subscribe, share and like where possible. If you can leave a review, please leave a review. It all helps us, and we'll see you next week, I guess.
Yes,
right then, tidy
Satnin,
tell me who the fuck you want to fight right now.
You're listening to Sapnin' Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.